Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Ken Grombach being back on the show. Ken is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. That means he joined us at least in the year 1998, and that sure counts, sure includes him. We've already had our 14th anniversary show with him. Ken is the top demographer in our Brain Trust, and one of them top in the world. He's the author of The Age Curve, that's the new book, as well as Common Sense, his first book, and he's our good friend Ken Grombach. Welcome back.
Good to be here, my friend.
Good to have you back.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you've been studying lately has been this an increase in immigrants from other parts of the world, especially China.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the U.S. Census for 2010, you'll see that we had 380,000 immigrants, Latinos, and 430,000
legal immigrants.
Legal immigrants.
People coming in legally, okay.
Yeah, and 403,000 Asians, mostly Chinese.
So 400 Asians and 300 Hispanics.
Yeah, and no one's talking about it.
Right.
Because the Asians are coming in. It's a different. They come in under different conditions. I believe the majority of them have to come in with a minimum net worth, and they have to come in and create jobs rather than take jobs.
They have to bring something that we don't have here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's H-1. Is that the H-1B visa?
I don't think it's the H-1B. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not either. But I do know that they...
Because those are limited, and a lot of people would like to see those expanded.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen is the more Asia is troubled by their demographic time bomb of that one-child-only policy that really extends beyond China, extends also into the other Asian countries, that's going to create all kinds of havoc, and you're going to see high-net-worth Asians come here.
Let me ask you a question, though. See, this is something you taught us over the years, and that is that with the one-child birth policy, one child per family, you reported that over the last 40 years, hundreds of millions of female births were aborted, leaving this upside down male to female ratio of younger people in China. So, what is the percentage of Chinese, for example, who are immigrating to the United States who are males?
Good question. I don't know.
But isn't that the thing to find out? I mean, wouldn't that make sense that most of the if I were a Chinese man in my, 30 years old or whatever, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to go where there's more opportunity to meet a lady.
Well, think about this: from zero to about 32 years old, it's estimated that there are 90 million young Chinese men who have no prospect of marrying.
There you go. That's my point.
Yeah, there are no women. Yeah, that would make sense. So
let me ask you this question. So has Asian immigrants, their numbers or percentages at least, have they increased significantly in the last few years?
Dramatically.
Okay.
And dramatically to the point where we were overwhelmed with Latino immigrants,
mm-hmm.
and now, I mean, it hasn't reversed, but the number of Latino immigrants is overshadowed by the number of Asian
immigrants. And what are they doing when they get here?
Open business.
They're starting businesses.
Yeah, that's what they start small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they essentially have a formula. You can see it.
Would it be likely to be an export business? I know a lot of times we see that, right? They have contacts back home when they come over here and they do some export import type thing.
It could be. Yeah. I've heard that was there are some real anomalies in terms of how the process works for the small business. It doesn't seem to make sense, but it works. So, but they open small businesses, and they finance themselves, which is, you know, one of the things that my banker friends are kind of puzzled by, because they're outside of the financial system.
Right. They also come and connect up with some communities here, like Asian communities and Hispanic communities, right? Well, where they've got a support base.
When I spoke in Dallas,
right,
a couple months ago, and I was driving, you know, I had a car, I was just driving around Dallas, I was driving down a 4-lane commercial highway, not a limited access highway, but a 4-lane commercial highway. Chinese signs on both sides.
Wow. We come back, folks. The U.S. birth rate, speaking of birth rates, the U.S. birth rate is down more than 1 year. We're going to get Ken to help us with that after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.